Good Sunday morning, and thank you for tuning into Eagle FM, and thank you for listening to yours truly here. That is a helmet, and as always, if you are regular, then you know that I'm always here keeping you company until the hour of one, where we just talk about a bunch of things really coming out of mostly the political sphere. And today we're going to talk a bit about the what is coming out of the social sphere, especially here in Namibia. Now, when I talk about divorce, because it seems to me like, look, our justice system just figured out that, you know what, well, time is advancing, technology is advancing. The government has a lot of things on their hands. If you have seen the global and the global economic and political atmosphere, then you know that they don't really have time. People that are in public office, at least those that are doing their jobs, they don't have time to listen to why two fully grown people can't get along. They don't have time to listen to why the husband is addicted to the babysitter, or why the husband is addicted to the pool boy, because it's the 21st century. It turns out that's a possibility now. Now moving on. They don't care why, they don't want to know what is to, you know, who is terrible in bed and why you two are separating. They don't want to listen to any of that. They just want to find out one thing at this point. One thing. Look, before they used to care. But then from the look of things, I think we abused that privilege. And they were like, you know what? I think they're getting a little too comfortable here. They're getting a little too comfortable. How about we just make it easy for them? Now they don't care about who is doing who on the side. And, my favorite, what is called cheating in English? What's called cheating is a word that is used in relations to infidelity. And I like the language around the whole idea of cheating. You know, cheating itself is an umbrella term. You know, while he was sleeping with someone else, he was seeing someone else. The language is very adult-like. And we know. And that's one thing I like about, about adult language. You know, he's seeing someone else. It's very, you know, adult-like language. Only adults can understand. Can you imagine if we didn't have those phrases, what we would be saying? Why are they separating? Well, he was caught, I can't use that language here because of Karen, but on stage, I'm gonna love that language. But moving on. Here's the thing. Cheating and my favorite, when one of the expressions, that I have just discovered a few weeks ago, in the Russian language, cheating, cheating is an English expression. In Russian, they say "iti na lieva." "Iti" means basically to go, and "lieva" is left. So, in other words, when they say someone is was found going left, someone went left, what they mean is someone cheated, and that has an interesting cultural explanations in relations to the domestic setup. We're going, more like a cultural domestic setup where that whole expression is actually dragged from, and then they put it in their social language, and which now it means cheating when they say, well, someone went left. That's the beauty of it. So, and I find myself in an elevator, and the beautiful thing about being black is that no one suspects that you understand the basics of that language. So people just dive in. I'm like, hello. So please keep going. Even if I'm going on the second floor, and if they are going on the 10th floor, I'll be like, you know what? I'm going on the 15th floor. You know, I'm good. I'll come back. I'm just enjoying the story. Moving on. So, let's talk about, the whole, divorcing. Well, here's one thing that I have at least gathered about this whole thing. That, the old divorce law, aka the Dissolution of Marriage Act, the old one was based on proof. In other words, if you wanted a divorce, you'll have to basically convince the court that the reason why you are asking for a divorce is a genuine one. Take infidelity, for example. If infidelity is the reason why you want a divorce, you are required to prove that infidelity. That, you know what, I went out on a business trip, and when I came back, I found him doing the babysitter in the shower, and here are the pictures, and here is the video, and the judge is like, really? Just 5 seconds? That's the best you can do? If you're gonna cheat, at least go for an hour. You can't just, really? You can't, can you imagine you have built 30 years worth of real estate with this woman? And now you are getting kicked out of the house because of 2 minutes. You gotta be kidding me. It's I got this way of thinking from friends. There's a series where, you know, there's an episode where Joey Tribbiani, the character played by Metal Blanc, is giving meat advice, you know, meat eating advice that to his vegetarian friend. The girl was like, you know what, I don't eat meat and all that. Now, when she fell pregnant, she started craving for meat. And she started eating meat in a way that is, that a very good friend would not approve of. So Joey Tribbiani is like, you have to understand that, if you are going to eat meat, go all out. You can't tell me that, you know what, now I'll start eating meat. And then you start eating that, that stuff that is basically soy that is made to taste like meat. If you are going to eat meat, go to single quarters. Just eat the heck out of that thing. Single quarters, I'm sending you guys an invoice. And look, Kapana is as Namibian as it comes. And now I'm eating. Now, so the old one was based on you have to prove on how abusive this husband is. You have to prove, you have to show us a blue eye for us to believe you that your husband is abusive. You have to show us a blue eye for you, for us to believe you that your wife used to beat the crap out of you. You have to show us maybe a couple of used condoms for us to believe, okay, now that was uncalled for us to believe that, he was cheating. Now, here's the thing. It turns out, in the new one, you don't have to go to that extent. All you just have to prove, and this is the part now where I don't understand. Oh, I'm gonna dive deeper. Don't worry. This is the part I don't understand. It turns out the main difference, at least from my understanding, between the old dissolution of marriage act, or more like, let's just call it divorce, Namibian divorce law. There's the difference between the old divorce law and the newly updated one, or the new one, basically, is that the old one, you were required to provide proof of the reasons why you would like to get a divorce. If it's abuse, if it's infidelity or gambling addiction, or he's terrible in bed, you had to prove that. The last one, you can imagine, it was terrible. Difficult to explain. Your Honor, I want this divorce dissolved now. Why? But you have to, according to the law, you have to explain to us why you want to divorce your husband. Your Worship, I can understand 2 minutes. I can understand 1 minute. At this point, if I'm the judge, I'm like, okay, madam, relax. Where are the papers? Send them over. I'll sign everything, I swear. But that's on my good day. But on my best day, where I want to be a comedian and a woman comes to me as a judge and she wants to get a divorce because the old guy is terrible in bed, I would be, just for the heck of it, I'd be like, madam, please go deeper. Yes, I will understand 2 minutes. I understand 1 minute. I understand 5 seconds. At this point, I'm looking at the OGA. I'm like, so, just how fast were you?
Hunger, they do me strong. Belly, they sing national anthem.
bucket dry like Hamatan leaf. Even my shoes don't resign work. Baba God borrow me 5 billion. Hunger won't kill me. I say borrow me 10 billion. Hunger won't own me. If I no pay back, for Satan responsible. If I no pay back, for devil responsible.
I wake up this morning, I check the pot. Yesterday food finish, today pot day hot with nothing. Water they boil inside empty pot, steam they come out. I close the lid, pretend say something they cook. I count my coins since morning, in no rich transport. I trek 3 miles to work under sun, no escort. My shoe they open mouth, the soul don't separate. I use rubber band hold them, so he no go vibrate. I reach work, my yoga ask why I dey sweat. I say na exercise, hunger they make me forget. Lunchtime everybody job, I drink water, fill my chest. I tell them I already ate, God forgive me for that jest. Papa God borrow me 5 billion, hunger go kill me. Go kill me. If I don't pay back, what Satan responsible? If I don't pay back, what the devil responsible? Papa God borrow me 5 billion. Hunger go kill me. Papa God borrow me 10 billion. Hunger go kill me. Overdue. Teacher put my child out of class, what I go do? I beg the teacher, give me 1 more week. She don't hear that one before, she don't even speak. Night time, I kneel down, whole family they sleep. I cry to God, quiet, the kind of cry that is deep. My wife ask what we go cook, I say God go provide. She look at me, she look at pot, nothing there inside. Papa God borrow me 5 billion, hunger go kill me. Papa God borrow me 10 billion, hunger go kill me. Nothing to show, something no they right. My neighbor they cook, this smell enter my room. I swallow saliva, I pretend say I fool. Boom! I know they give up, but Lord hear my cry. Because hunger no supposed be the reason I die. Just borrow me small, I go walk out to pay. And if I feel lost, now devil lead me astray. Papa God borrow me 5 billion. Hunger go kill me. Papa God borrow me 10 billion. Hunger go kill me. Landlord knocked my door 6 a.m. this morning.
6 a.m. So-
6 a.m. 6 a.m. Now, let's get into a little bit into this whole, well, divorce thing. And just a interesting part of this I really want to roast white people, but we're going to get to them, let's just go through this whole divorce thing. And if you're white and you're listening, we're going to talk in a few minutes about what's going on in Albania. And if you're African and you're wondering, what does Albania have to do with what's going on in, with Namibia? Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. We will tie everything to home. Actually, we will not tie everything to home as in Namibia. We will tie everything to home as in Africa. And pretty much every Native American will understand here, we'll get to that in a few. Now, the confusing part, about this whole, the old and new divorce is, which I don't understand, and someone will have to explain to me what update was really done here. According to the old divorce law, you were required to give reasons why you are divorcing his behind or her behind. But in the new one, the only proof you are required to provide, you still have to show proof that the marriage is irreconcilable. In other words, let's speak MVA terms. You just have to show that the marriage is beyond repair. The marriage has hit an accident. It's hardly an accident when the marriage have hit the babysitter or the pool boy. But the thing is, you will have to show that the marriage is beyond repair after it was involved in this casu consulto accident by, well, consulto, that's an accident. But the thing is, accidentally on purpose. You have to show that your marriage have been involved in an accident with the babysitter or the pool boy or, or the bestie or the friend or whoever is involved. You just have to show that after that accident, nothing have been the same anymore. So things are beyond repair. That marriage is beyond repair. Now, here is where the confusion hits my head in a way that I have a problem comprehending the whole thing. I get it that in the old divorce law, you will have to prove if it's infidelity that you are alleging, that this is the proof of the evidence of that infidelity. If it's about you thinking that he was straight and you found out that his homie is also his boyfriend, and now you were required to show proof of that. I can only imagine how difficult that was. And if you found out that maybe maybe if he's abusive, you will have to provide evidence of that abuse. If he's, police cases, police investigation, all those things, I can imagine they also played a primary role as being, as evidence. If it's a gambling addiction, and he's drowning in debt, and if you got married in community of property, now he's dragging you along with him in that debt, you're required to show all that. I get it. Which I can imagine at some point it was very difficult, especially if you were there to prove that, being asked to prove that someone is terrible in bed is like being asked to prove that someone is good in bed. None of which is easy to prove. Which is why when it comes to my gender, when Mandume and Helm's running joke is, if your uncles and aunties, if your nephew, forget your niece, leave your niece out of this one. And this is not me being gender biased. This is me siding with biology. If your nephew brings a girl who you just don't understand why he's with her. I mean, she doesn't know how to clean. She can't cook to save her life. She can't clean. She's just there like at this point you are looking at her, and for the love of you can't wrap your mind around why he's with her. Don't ask that question. There is a very good reason why, and that reason is in the bedroom. And that reason is difficult to prove.
Goeie nuus, Embed nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Embed te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Welcome back. So, we continue. So, there are questions that you shouldn't ask. If you don't understand why he's with her, don't investigate unless you have enough money for therapy. But if you don't understand why she's with him, same story. Same story. Don't investigate. I mean, he doesn't have a job. You know, well, he doesn't have a job. He's broke. And he doesn't have a house. He doesn't have a car. Why are you with this guy? Andy, you do not want to know. And uncles, if you don't understand why your niece or your nephew is with her or him, don't investigate. Aunties, if you don't understand why your niece or nephew is with him or her, don't investigate. Don't investigate. You're welcome. Moving on. Where was I? On proving. Now, the old one, you are required to prove you are required to come with receipts to show, to prove all the allegations you made, whether it's a gambling addiction or infidelity or abuse. You're required to bring all the receipts. But in the new one, all you just have to show is can this marriage be repaired, or is it beyond repair? Now, that's where now I have so many questions. Let's say we have changed the things. Now you have to come, the only thing you have to prove is, can it be repaired? Doesn't that then mean that you will have to prove that, provide proof of why you are saying it's beyond repair? Because if that's the case, then how are we gonna know, when people are genuinely telling the truth and when they are lying? Because if you are not asking me about the reason, about the proof of why how do I put this? If I got married 5-10 years ago and I want a divorce, and I go to the court and I tell the judge that the reason why I want a divorce is this marriage cannot be repaired, isn't the judge going to ask, what makes you say that? And if I say, for example, well, she cheated on me and, things have never been the same again. So we're at that point where nothing can be, this union is beyond reconcilable. We will never reconcile again. How is the judge going to know that I'm lying? Oh, you know what? It's in the act. Here's the beautiful part of it. One of you can show up and file for a divorce and claim it's beyond repair, or both of you can show up and file for divorce and claim marriage is beyond repair. I'm just saying the room for lying has just been widened here. And this, again, don't take any relationship or divorce advice from me. I'm just saying, if I'm required under the new law to provide evidence of my allegation, to back up my allegations, that is making me claim that this union is beyond repair. Isn't that just the same like the old one? Like, bottom line, you are required to provide evidence. If you are not required, the point I'm making here is, if you are not required to provide evidence of the allegations you are making, whether it's infidelity or the irreconcilable allegations that you are making or points that you are making, in either way, if you are not required to provide evidence, the room for lying has become very wide. Don't get me wrong. Asking people to prove why they can't take each other's clothes anymore, each other's clothes off anymore, it's somewhat very, I can imagine it's one heck of an awkward conversation to have. You know, it's fascinating how, you know, we move from sweethearts to sour hearts. From, I can't live without you to, I never want to see you anymore. From, I can't wait to see you this, you know, I can't wait to see you to, I'm getting a restraining order. What the heck are you doing here? I'll move from, he's the love of my life to, if I see him one more time, I'm dying.
Really? You know what? Please.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutete opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuala. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ujendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
Real bizarre, cause I see.
That's OCT with Fireflies. And if you just tuned in, this is Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. It's Mind the Gap Comedy with Helmed on Eagle FM. So take all the relationship advice, financial advice, political advice, religious advice, or whatever advice on this show at your own risk. And what do we always say? If you take any of my advice from 11 to 1 on Sunday and things work out, give me some credit. But if you take any of take, for example, relationship advice on Mind the Gap and you end up in a divorce court, leave me out of it. Thank you very much. Now, moving on. My point is, I believe one of the interesting part that will be observed is it's either the same type of evidence that was required under the old law is required for people to provide, especially when they show up alone. When you show up as a club and you're like, you know what, Your Honor, well, we gave it a shot. It didn't work out. And actually, this is a typical Christian couple showing up for a divorce. Yeah, and the judge is like, so how can I help you? Well, here's the thing. We filed for a divorce. Oh, yeah, here is your file. Could you mind explaining why you would like me to dissolve this union even though I'm not death? And during your marriage, when you were getting married, you were saying, until death do you part. Now you want me to dissolve your union. Just to be clear, I am not death. I'm the judge. In other words, you guys are confusing me for someone else. Do you still want to go on with this? Now, Oga, what's your excuse? Why do you want this union to end? I don't understand. I love her with all my heart. There's always someone who loves the other with all their hearts. Well, that's the same for breakup, and that's more often the same for marriage. There's always someone who loves the other with all their heart. And there's always one jerk who just want to run for their life. And we've all been there. As long as if you have a dating history, we've all been there. We've all been there. Now, here's the thing. And it's much easier to just point fingers, but 90% of the fingers would be coming home if we just told ourselves the truth and nothing but the truth. But the thing is, the truth is very difficult to face, guys. It's very difficult. So we just find some lies to tell ourselves to cushion the pain. It's a defense mechanism. Don't get me wrong. I've come to learn that. It's a defense mechanism. Now, Oga, why do you want this union to end? I still love her, and I don't even know why she decided to. I mean, if you just look at those papers, she initiated the whole thing. And I can't hold her, but, well, I'm not going to force her to be with me if she wants to go. And now, madam, give us an explanation of why you think this marriage is irreconcilable. Your Honor, how do I put this in a way that is very, office language? Have you seen a baby's pinky? And at this point, if I'm the judge, I'll be like, madam, say no more. Where are the papers? Commercial break.
Litava zende kize, imba izwezi pili. Luekerize mikwaye nguyencha kukona kunolofaza kwa nkufisa, hamo chualo ni mata amskavo na kari. Kana mituksirize kubona msevelezo wa imba ye, mufumane lisevelezo ze izwezi pili ze, kakulipa fela mashering alika na 36 na million dollars kakweli. Kapa kami kwaye kutesifa fasi ye tatama, 5% machipisa hamungo lisari kwerize talu, 10% machipisa hamungo lisari kwerize sirela, 25% machipisa hamungo lisari kwerize lishumiteli. Muketeli kwerizo muvata, kulimukone kukala kuikola zende zeo imba imiswa lezifa machipisa. Imba, toku kubukaniri fasi kaufela. Muipe kwa lisevelezo za imba kachenu, kulimukone kuikola zende kaufela.
Till I did babe, so the domino effect came, I don't know why.
Still no excuses, don't you gonna reply.
To the reason, there's a pain in my mind.
No, not in my head first, I should've thought in my head first. Can't even get out my bed, girl.
Just don't know how, and it's weighing me down now. Call me now, so much I wanna take it. Still don't know how, and I can't live without you. Call me now.
Oh, I miss your messages in the morning, telling me you love me, giving me warning. Which fool gon' really lose that? Baby, if I could, I'll take it all back. Never knew I could until I was falling. Broken down bad, I'm really folding. Wish you'd call me now. I cannot take it anymore.
All night, my head first. I should've thought in my head first. Can't even get out of my bed, girl. Like that, I'm missing her. Just don't know how, and it's weighing me down now. Call me now, so much I wanna take it. Still don't know how, and I can't live without you. Call me now.
I've been trying to move, but I can't go forward. You're making my heart go cold. One call and make it all better. Sometimes oh, I wish I never gave you all of my love, I'm broke. Next time I'm gon' take it slow. Can't wait, it's right now or never. That's why I've been
trying to reach out to you. Just don't know how, but it's weighing me down, no. Call me now, so much I wanna take it. Still don't know how, and I can't live without you.
I wake up this morning, I check.
I know. Welcome back. We continue with that is Mind the Gap. It's a comedy show. Moving on. So, madam, why do you think this marriage is beyond repair? Judge, have you seen a baby's pinky? Judge, I have kids, and I know what that means. And, well, you tried. You really tried. And I know a doctor. We can work this out. If I can give you a contact of one surgeon or two, are you sure you cannot work this out? I mean, we have... How does it happen in the trans community? Do an investigation before you divorce. That can be solved. You can just upgrade it from a pinky to A donkey that was uncalled for, but anyway, moving on. Jeez! If you are praying for me, you are right. Please, go deeper. Okay, I'm not helping my case here. Moving on. Now, that's basically the confusion I find with the old and new divorce law. Well, you won't have to, you won't have to prove who is cheating or who is addicted to gambling or who is violent. You just have to say this marriage is beyond repair after it had, collided with the babysitter. It has been colliding with the babysitter, or this marriage has been colliding with a pool boy for the past 3 months, and I had no idea. I only walked in one of the collisions, and now I cannot unsee what I saw. And just that is, this is now very well irreconcilable. That's all the judge will know. But the thing is, at this point, you've already explained that infidelity is the problem. Will you be required to prove it? It turns out that's not much of a, it's not going to have as much weight as it did the proving part in the previous divorce, in the old divorce law. My question is, isn't that not going to leave a lot of room for lying? Like, someone will be saying, she's cheating on me. It turns out bro is actually the one cheating, and he has another wife somewhere. Because one thing we have been told about Namibian men is that actually this is not just Namibian men. I've seen a lot of documentaries, and they're in English, as you can imagine. Most of those documentaries are coming out of the US, where a lot of people have been, a lot of wives have discovered that Oga husband has a whole another family under a whole different name, legally married in a different state. Man, my gender. No wonder we dominate politics, because thereby lying. Oh man, are we good? We really are good. Which is why I find women that are good at politics very suspicious. Because, well, look, we men dominate the political sphere because we are really good at lying. So that means if you're a woman and you are dominating the political sphere, which is a large chunk of Namibian political sphere, I have so many questions which I can't ask because, well, I can't afford CISA. One. I'm at that point where I'm beginning to think, CISA's prices are going so much higher. There's going to be a point where CISA is going to have a problem affording CISA. You think he's listening? Nah, he's not. So. Before we start, roasting white people, let me apologize to women here with a very nice set. Ladies, gather around. We can all agree that, ladies, that, men and women are equal. Right? Excellent. We can all agree that men and women are equal. Men and women are the same. And we can also, I'm on your side on that one, ladies. Men and women are equal. I'm on your side on that one. And I'm also on your side that when it comes to cheating, men cheat more than women. I'm on your side on that one. And what a man can do, a woman can do better. I'm on your side on that one. Now, if men and women are the same, men and women are equal, and what a man can do, a woman can do better, and men cheat more than women, doesn't that mean that cheating is one of those things that women can do better than men? Now, you see the flaw with all this nonsense comparison. What a man can do, a woman can do better. That means if men cheat more than, if men are cheaters, that will translate into women being better at cheating than men. That's why comparison is a lot of garbage. You all just keep doing all these comparisons and you keep walking in your own drapes. I bet that one 2 weeks ago. So, Men and women are the same. Yes, men and women are equal. Yes, men cheat more than women. Yes, what a man can do, a woman can do better. Yes. Am I missing something? Now, before I get beaten up, I'll take a short music break. Another one. And then I will continue on the other side of one of my all-time favorite songs, which I can't seem to find on, you know, which I can't seem to find in my usual, my usual spots where I find musics. It turns out this one is a little tricky, but don't worry. I managed to gather it. I managed to gather it. And I'm going to play it for you. If you like it, you'll have to hand it down.
You pull me closer. I lose my breath. Heart on your shoulder. I confess. Midnight on your skin.
Midnight on your skin. I know. Every time I find a song in video games, in movie, social media. Oh no! At this point, I've become a song hunter. Oh, I'm hunting that song down, and that's exactly what I did with this one. I found it on social media. Couldn't find a full version. Tried YouTube, Spotify. They were asking for my bank account. I'm like, really? Are you serious? Anyway, so I decided to go full Ned mode. And turns out it works. It works like a charm. Moving on. So putting a pause on all the wonderful comparison between men and women and some of the contradictions embedded in the very comparison that you people celebrate about, and I love to make fun of, literally make money making fun of the comparisons you guys keep coming up with. I don't come up with the comparisons. I just look for loopholes that I exploit for my career, which is beautiful. Now, let's talk about Let's talk about, now, women aside, married people aside, let's talk about white people. White people, y'all are very fascinating. Now, one thing I like to point out is generalizing is the killer of all arguments. All blacks are like this. All whites are like this. No. That's how you lose an argument before you even blink. I came across a video last night of one British guy walking around with a microphone, you know, in the street, and he asked one guy that, why, and he, the thing is, he showed up with made up statistics that prove that, that the whole idea that, people with darker skin are most likely to commit violence than people with light skin. Now, my black guy here asked him one question. Do you have any idea how much atrocities the British carried out for 200 years of murder, rape, pillage, and torture? Last time I checked, the British are white. Palestine, a bunch of white guys. Iran, Yemen, Afghanistan, it's just a bunch of white guys. Now, before you start saying all white, relax. There are a bunch of... when it comes to these things, classify all people in classes, not races, not tribes, not religion, classes. Upper class and lower class. May I remind you that the history of Australia is based on a bunch of white, of high class white guys taking a bunch of low class white guys halfway across the planet because they didn't want them living next to them. So, it was never a race or tribal problem. It has always been a class issue. All throughout history, it's been about class. Now, why is race so central to this? Or religious difference, you know, Muslims this or Muslims that? Or, no. You have to understand that my favorite example of that is Europe and the Jews. Europe even came up with something that they called the Jewish question. And that is the biggest lie ever cooked. Europe never had, the Jews have been kicked out of 100-something countries. No, Zionists have been kicked out of 100-something countries. And that is one of those minor differences. And that's just an argument being made by a comedian. Here's the thing. There have been anti-Zionist movement within the Jewish community before the Zionist movement running Israel right now was founded. In other words, there are Jews that looked at mostly high-class Jews that were drunk on power and went like, you know what? Nope. Look, I'm a Jew, but I'm not that Jewish. Now, the beautiful thing is, the high class Jews decided to take the identity of the Zionist ideology and gave it a hamaker. And now, every time someone sees a hamaker, they see what? They see a Jew. Excellent. But the thing is, they are seeing the wrong Jew. I'm not saying they're seeing the wrong Jew because the Jew is from Poland. No. They're seeing the wrong Jew as in they're seeing a Zionist. And then they just take all that idea and then lamp it on. That's the exact same thing that we have done with terrorism and Islam. You have a bunch of terrorist guys that are running around with guns, with a Quran, and now every time anyone who doesn't understand, Islam beyond that, every time they see a Quran, they see a bunch of guys with guns. Every time they see someone, with a hijab, they see C4. Not C for the person, C for the explosives. The propaganda is deep. Really deep. And it's all cooked up, unfortunately. every time that, take for example, someone looks at a Muslim person and starts seeing violence, that's unfortunately somewhat the same thing that Zionists have basically done with the Jewish identity. And they were very good. They are very good at it. They just took the Jewish identity and covered it. They just took Zionism and then wrapped it in the Jewish identity. And now, a lot of people can't tell the difference between a Zionist and a Jew who just want to be left the heck alone. And to this day, when people see someone with a hijab, they can't tell the difference between Boko Haram and an Islam practitioner who just want to be left the heck alone. They just want to live their life. The propaganda is deep. And interesting enough, you are listening to a comedian who just decided to read through this bunch of things and went like, look, it's diabolical, but whoever cooked up the blueprint of this is impeccable. I mean, Europe, we are talking about Europe here. After Second World War, instead of addressing the problem at hand, which is, again, Zionism, they decided to ship each and every single Jew they could find halfway across the world. In other words, how do we deal with this Jewish problem? They didn't have a Jewish problem. They had a Zionist problem, which was named a Zionist problem. I'm not European. I'm not an expert. I'm a comedian. But my argument is, Europe for over 1,000 years, basically, they have been dealing with a Zionist problem. And, the top class Zionists decided to repackage the whole thing and give it a camouflage of Jews. And now, I feel pity for Jews that want to be left the heck alone, because right now, wherever they go, wherever a lot of people that disagree with the, you know, with the Israeli government, which at this point is pretty much everyone with common sense, everyone that disagrees with, if you disagree with the Israeli government, you may want to first, I'm one of those people that disagree with a lot of foreign and domestic policy of the Israeli government. This one, especially this one. Actually, the British and the whole Balfour Declaration. That's a lot of crap. That's just colonialism 101. But, picturing it as an every Jew mentality, would it be you basically doing the exact same thing that people do with Islam? When they look at a Muslim, they see Boko Haram or ISIS or Al-Qaeda. And it's fascinating to look at how easily people can be wrapped under one blanket. It's very easy. All you just have to do is not read a history book. But anyway, enough history. Let me just cook white people. When I say white people, I mean the Americans, the British, the Australians, New Zealand, Eastern Europe, stay out of this. Even though Albania is in Albania in East or Central Europe? I've never been to Europe, so give me a break. Now, Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump's daughter, and his her husband, Jared Kushner, made plans. I'm not sure how that plan is going, to buy an island that is part of Albania. Yeah. Albania is a country that is, has the best green energy sources. When we Helmut and Dwight on Home Run, we talked about that, where we looked at what source of energy that's available to Namibia in the way that surface water is available to Albania that Namibia can exploit in terms of green energy on energy transition discussion. Now that is Albania. Now, this island, in her interview, Ivanka Trump said that the thing is, she and her husband, they were on a yacht of their friend who goes by the name Rothschild. You know, one of the family that's associated with the, one of the, you know, the banking dynasties, the oldest of old money. Now, they were just sailing in the yachts, in the yacht, a very, you know, it's basically a floating house, a floating mansion, not a floating house of two rooms, a floating mansion. Now, while they were just sailing, they saw this beautiful island. And then they decided to swim to the shore of this island, and they hiked barefoot, beautiful island. Yeah. And that's where, her exact words were, and that's how we found it. And at this point, as you can imagine, that's the part of that, of that interview that has gone viral. Because everyone in Albania and everyone in Eastern Europe is going, excuse me, you found it? What do you mean you found it? Now, at this point, as you can imagine, she's been, Ivanka Trump's nickname on social media is Ivanka Columbus, in reference to Christopher Columbus, who discovered the Americas. Who discovered a continent full of people. Now, at this point, I'm going, you see, this is why I like to say, don't say all white people. Because the biggest joke coming out of that that interview, of her finding an island that has been a major military base for multiple empires running, she just found it. And everyone's like, so, hang on a second, so you just found it. Now, at this point, as a black person, I'm going, hang on a second. So, Diego Cao and Bartholomeus Diaz can discover, Diego Cao, Bartholomeus Diaz, and who is this guy, Christopher Columbus, they can discover land full of people with melanin. But a white girl with a hobby of discovery cannot discover an island that is, part of a country that is also full of other white people. Now, my favorite part about this whole thing is, look, gender equality and also, racial equality here. We have a white girl who just discovered an island that's part of a country full of white people. I'm like, This is excellent. Now, as a black person, I decided to stay out of it so that I can just eat my popcorns and watch white people discover other white people, which is beautiful. Okay, music time. She's white and she discovered an island that's part of a country, full of white people. This should be fun. This point, I'm just sitting there going, this should be fun. And it is fun. I'm having a good time. I'm having a good time because the alternative is scary. And I think this has to do with, now let's put Ivanka Trump out there. And let's talk about Jared Kushner now. Now, to talk about Jared Kushner, we are not talking about black versus white. We are talking about my gender now. I have a sneaky suspicion a promise was made somewhere. First of all, according to Ivanka Trump, they were on a yacht. So they were on holiday. They were not working. So people are in their swimwears mostly in this, in these holidays. And they were hiking barefoot. I don't want to imagine what else was bare. So because of that, I imagine Jared Kushner may be white and a billionaire, but he's a man. And like any man, Robin Williams' law applies. Any man. God created men with how many heads? Two. One with brains, the other without brains. I'll explain more on the other side of the brain.
Are your children street smart? Do they stop and look both ways before crossing the road? Do they wear bright clothing when it's dark? And do they use zebra crossings? Teach them to be seen in bright colors and stay alert near traffic. For more information on how to keep your little one safe, follow the National Road Safety Council on Facebook and Instagram or visit www.nrsc.org.na. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Now, where am I going with this? You know that there's this awesome story in the Bible about, King Herod, right? King Herod who was doing his, he was doing his brother Philip's wife. And he was told that by John the Baptist, I believe, that, you know, you can't do that. Well, dude, Your Highness, do I have to tell you that doing your brother's wife is a terrible idea? And, well, this wife that was being done by the king, it turns out, well, incest has been in royal families for a very long time. Decided to sort of like at a party, she decided to dance for the king. And I think she was very good at her dance that the king went all drool and like, whatever you want, I will do it for you.
Anything?
You name it. Anything.
Well, in that case, then I want John the Baptist's head. Like, well,
guards. You heard the lady? Bring me her head. And that's how John the Baptist died. The king who was doing his brother's wife was told not to do his brother's wife. And instead of going, you know what? This is bad. It's like, yeah, nope. You know what? I'm still gonna do her. I'll just kill you so you don't have to tell me that doing my brother. Jesus Christ! Now, at this point, this was about 2,000-3,000 years before King Herod will, before Robin Williams will tell the story of, you know, God created men with two heads, one above his shoulder and one below his shoulder. But the problem is, these two heads, for them to operate, they require a lot of blood. The only problem is, there's not enough blood in the human body to run both heads simultaneously. So now, then they operate by giving each other turns. When the head above his shoulder is in full operation, the head below his shoulder is in flight mode. That means, the opposite is also true. When the head below his shoulder is in full operation, the head above his shoulder is in flight mode. Let's take that Robin Williams philosophy, wonderful guy, who took his life. And June is Men's Mental Health Month, you know. Yeah. But anyway, let's take that Robin Williams philosophy on mankind and apply it on Jared Kushner. This is how I picture this whole Albania island world fiasco went. They were on a yacht. Ivanka Trump, and she's smoking hot. Well, she was in her bikini, and she was just alone. This is wonderful island. And Jared Kushner was there just wandering and drooling, as he should. Have you seen that woman? She's a piece of work. Yeah, and now. And at this point, Jared Kushner's head that was in full operations is the one downstairs. That means the one upstairs was not having enough blood to say, honey, that island was used as a military bunker by the Soviets. In fact, it has 50 plus kilometers of underground tunnels and a bunch of unexploded ordnances. That's what Jared Kushner should have said. But you have to understand that rationality like that comes from the head upstairs, not the head downstairs. The head downstairs only know how to do two things, how to stand up and go down. Music? Anyway, let's wrap this up. We have 10 minutes before I go full DJ. Now, at this point, the smoking hot Ivanka Trump was there, looking at Jared Kushner and telling him, "My love, shh, isn't that just a beautiful island?" And Jared Kushner, at this point, I believe, which is why I'm not blaming Jared Kushner, which at this point, I believe, for two reasons. I'm not blaming him because that woman is hot. And the second reason is he's a man. And, well, he's straight. That means Robin Williams was right. And they were on holiday, for the love of God. So Ivanka Trump looked at that island and said, "Isn't that just a beautiful island?" Jared Kushner at this point, in full operation with all the blood being expropriated by the head downstairs. And the head upstairs was only running on, 20 millimeter of blood. Decided to go, "I can buy it for you." And she was like, "Really? Oh, that is so romantic. All we just have to do is sail back home and then we'll do all the necessary coordination and then you'll buy it for me." That's how I know Ivanka Trump was in her swimwear. Because if she wasn't, Jared Kushner should have gone with, "My love, there are unexploded ordinances in there. Plus, I don't think the people of Albania are really going to be happy with it." But you have to understand that decisions like that come from a man's head that is above his shoulders. The decisions like the one that led to the fiasco in Albania can only come from one head, from a man. One. And that head is below his shoulder. That is the head that got King Solomon into trouble. The wisest man to ever walk the earth. He got into trouble because of that head. Father Abraham, the father of faith, Islam, Christianity and Judaism. They are called Abrahamic religions because of their subscription to Abraham. Hence the Abraham Accords. Father Abraham got into trouble because of that head. King David, a man after God's own heart, got into trouble because of that head. Simpson, the strongest man to walk the earth, not with women, be very careful. The strongest man to walk the earth got into trouble because of that head. The only person to survive in the history of mankind was Joseph, who I think I have a sneaky suspicion today, if he was alive today, he would be flying a rainbow flag. That's the only, like, Potiphar's wife. It's either Potiphar's wife was very ugly, or Joseph was gay. One of these two. Someone out there is praying with the holy water. Ah, bless him. Bless me with the 5 billion. So I can, you know, just go around the world discovering islands that have already been, already falls under the jurisdiction of, of sovereign countries, you know. You know, it's a good thing they didn't sail in the side of Brazil, because this Snake Island, I think, falls under the government of Brazil's jurisdiction. And that island is called Snake Island for a reason, because there are snakes everywhere. If you look up Snake Island, you cannot literally step foot on that island. There are snakes everywhere. So, I imagine if Jared Kushner and his Rothschild buddy and his smoking hot wife, if they sailed the side of Snake Island, Jared Kushner would be talking about buying for her Snake Island by now. if they sailed on the, if they were sailing in the Andaman Sea, Jared Kushner will be talking about buying for her, Sentinelese Island by now. The Indian government would not like that. And not to mention the Sentinelese. The Sentinelese would not like that one. Not by one bit. Right. Enough cooking of Donald Trump's in-laws and his wife. And, you know, Muslims, Jews, women, whites, blacks. Man. I discriminated against the Asians on this one. Right. Right. Now, Asians, we'll be with you shortly. I'll put together a segment just special for you guys. So, Ivanka Trump discovered an island. As a husband, Jared Kushner should have said, my love, that's not a good idea. But, how many times? What movie is this? Is it there's one movie that Let it die, let it die. Let it shrivel up. It's movies I watch. Just leave me alone. Music first. I will remember that movie, I swear. Everybody needs it. Need. Now, anyway, in that movie, I can't remember, where they have the need as a major product that they have there. The Lorax, yes. In the Lorax movie, the Wansler, a very wise man who made terrible decisions growing up, and now he's regretting all those decisions. There's this young boy who Ethnid is a type of a product that was a revolutionary invention that created a lot of demand in terms of, textile industry. And that product now led to cutting down of all the trees, which led to the pollution of the environment to the point where they needed an artificial city for them to breathe clean air. So the man who monetized the whole thing decided to live outside the city, regretting what he had done to the environment. Everyone lived in that bubble of a city where they had artificial plastic trees and everything. But no one was asking about what happened to all the natural trees. Now, a young boy by the name of Ted now decided to do his own investigation, to try and see if he can, to find out, what happened to all the trees and if there is a way that he can bring back all these trees. You wanna guess why he did it? A girl. Because, well, he was just, he had a crush and asked her what she wanted more than anything. She said a tree. Ha! Bro decided to defy the whole city, the authority, and everyone else, including his parents, in the name of a girl. We have all been there. There was a point where if anyone told us about the red flags that were right in front of our face, we would have said, nah, but, I mean, I know the flag is red, but it's not that red. Been there, done that. But anyway, only when you burn at the end, that's when you're like, oh, that flag was red. Huh? I had no idea. He has so much potential, but he's beating you. Well, he didn't beat me. I fell downstairs. You live in a kambashu. What downstairs are you talking about? Yeah, but he has so much. We are Gerara here. Anyway. In that Lorax movie, the onceler who decided to live outside regretting his decisions was once visited by Ted, this guy, you know, this little kid who wanted a tree more than anything else Okay, he wanted the tree more than anything else because the girl he was crushing on wanted the tree more than anything else. And actually, he didn't want the tree. The girl he was crushing on wanted the tree. Ladies, the things we are capable of doing for you. I think it's just a human flaw. Like, we have a problem listening to any advice when we are crushing. Don't give any advice to any person who is crushing. You'll be wasting your time. Actually, just give the advice. They're gonna come in handy. There's a time it's gonna come in handy. Anyway, Ted visits the onceler, and he was like, "Well, what are you doing here?" After they all go through the very interesting introduction, Ted points out to the onceler that he wants to know about trees. And the onceler at this point is shocked. First of all, no one has left the city, let alone visit him, let alone ask about trees. And at this point, the onceler is like, this is about a girl, isn't it? Mind you, no one told him that Ted is there to talk about trees, want to know more about trees because of a girl. But there, Wansler was like, there are only two reasons why a guy would do something stupid. The first thing is, well, because he's a guy. That's the point that the Wansler is, the Wansler is making. That a guy will only do stupid things for two reasons. Reason number one, because he's a guy, so doing stupid things is standard with us. The second reason a guy will do something stupid is because of a girl. That's it. There are only two reasons a guy will do something stupid. One, because he's a guy. Two, because of a girl. Which is basically the same thing. Parents can relate. Especially parents of boys. So when you start asking, like, what was going on in your head when you started going out with this girl? That's the thing now. You will have to be specific. When you say what was going on in his head, you'll have to be specific which head. Because if you are talking about the head upstairs, believe me, nothing was going on up there. Everything was going on downstairs. And that head has no brains, so it doesn't think. It just points in the direction of the future generation. DJ time. Shall we? Party!
See my message, girl, and you know if you deny. What do you do to me? I know if you forget. Some women are wicked. Some women are wicked. Yeah. Sugar baby, sweet, only when money. Yeah. But I know get money now, but I can get one day. Yeah. If you know I'm you, then let me know. Cause I know if you postpone my love. I know if you postpone my love. My money, no.
okay. My money no day I did. When you the young guy I did. When else no pay I did. I did for you I did. Now you wanna use me to play. Play me whole man away. If you leave me I'm a wrong man. Call me Mr. Romantic. Yeah.
Let it slip from your lips. You got had too much pride to make any promises. Thinking that we got time and you wanna keep it in. I want you out in the pouring rain. I want you down on your knees. Praying that God that I feel the same. I'm right here, baby, so please. Hold me up, tie me down. Cause I never wanna leave your side. I swear to never let you down. And it's been keeping me alive. You can take me home. You can never let me go. Hold me up, hold me up. And your energy, you're not shy, so baby, it's useless. So don't try, cause you'll end up losing it. I want you out in the pouring rain. I want you down on your knees, praying to God that I feel the same. I'm right here, baby, so please hold me up, tie me down, cause I never wanna leave your side. I swear to never let you.
need a girl like you.
And we're still here. Oh, yeah. There's no I in team. We're still here, and we only have 12 minutes to the hour of one, and we're still in full DJ mode. Coming up next is Wiz Khalifa with I'll Roll Up, and that's for my gender, and that's for June. Hang on a second. June is also Pride Month, right? Now, when I say my gender and June, I meant men's mental health. Now, I don't care if gay shorts, but as long as you have the right hardware, as long as you have two heads, one above your shoulder, one below, then this one is coming for you. The song, not me. I just want to clarify that part because it's the 21st century.
I'll roll up. It's your anniversary, isn't it? And your man ain't acting right. So you packing your dummy gear luggage up, calling my cell phone, trying to catch a flight. You know one thing straight, I'll be there, girl, whenever you call me. When you at home, that's your man. Soon as you land, you say it's all me. The shit ain't all G with him no more. You ain't entertained.
You know what? I was wrong. This is every bestie's national anthem. There's a Swahili one. It's coming. Just stay tuned.
I met you a couple months ago, you ain't been the same. Not saying I'm the richest man alive, but I'm in the game. As long as you keep it 100, I'ma spin this chain. Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. There shortly, don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I can be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I try to stay out your business, but on the rear you're so obvious. And if you keep fitting me in your plans of fucking up, your man's gonna get on us. That white sand surrounding us, he be handcuffed and he should work for them officers. If you rolling, I got a spot where I could put you on this medical and send you home doctored up. You wanna rival me cause you say that he boring. Wake up, you rolling weed, cooking eggs in the morning. Ain't scared to spend this money, I know I'll make more of it. First you was in the sky, now you say you in orbit.
Whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly. Don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I can be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Shortly, don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I could be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I could be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up.
The previous one is every bestie's national anthem. This one is every side chick's national anthem. When are you going to leave him? When are you going to leave her? You've been saying that for years now. I can't be sneaking around. Really? When you said yes, you knew he was married, right? So what do you want him to do? Introduce you to his wife? Let's just flip the script here. If you were the wife, would you like, if you were the wife and he was cheating on you with her, would you want her to introduce her to you? I love human behavior because the ridiculousness, that's where the comedy now comes in for me. But so, national anthem for every side chick. And by the way, for gender equality's sake, we need one like this one, but for Bentens, side dudes. For gender equality. So we have gender equality. This guy, leave me alone.
Baby, I know when we started out, there was things you didn't know. But baby girl, we got a lot of things we need to discuss. I know I'm asking for a lot, but just trust. You say that things getting old, sneaking around, creeping in love on the low. Now baby girl, I can't wait till it's officially us. I can't wait to let them know about us.
There's stuff I bet I could take it, boy, but I don't know. For me long ago.
Eventually I will, but I just gotta take it slow. Don't wanna break her heart, although I gotta let her go. So baby,
say you wanna give up. How do
you know that's my favorite part of this song? I gotta let her go. Okay, I don't wanna break her heart, even though I have to let her go. Nikki, what do you think letting her go means? It means breaking her heart, you idiot. But it turns out, again, human behavior I find fascinating.
Why tell her that I'm falling in love? And I know you waiting patiently for that day when we no longer have to lie about us. When I'm missing, all I want is your touch. And when you call me, I don't want to hang up. And I know I say it often, but I can't wait till we no longer have to lie about us. Baby, I know.
We are together for the, we're only together for the kids. I married her, but I love you. And my favorite line from, what's this, Scandal TV show is, the president who was cheating on his wife with his campaign fixer. And he's one of my favorite line from that made me realize that if you want cheating advice, ask a married man. My God, they have perfected the art of lying. And actually, that's just a guy thing, which is why I pointed out earlier that that's the reason we dominate politics, which is why women that thrive in politics scare me. They just do that. But before we wrap things up, let me play for you the Swahili version of pretty much the exact same song, at least the same message. And it's even better.
Simu jekata akifuani mwangu takuliwaza anitakesha nikikulinda ukilala najua huyu unataka kile inataka najua unapenda unampenda yule na tena mimi sina wivu ila naomba ija siku jikuyelewa.
Nitaji mpenzi, nipigie simu yangu. One call away. unahitaji mpenzi shughuli yako.
Look, if you think French is why, if French is romantic, you should really, 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 really learn how to speak Swahili. That language is romantic on a whole another level. One thing I've discovered is if you want an African romantic language, go Swahili. But if you want if you want to learn a language that, you know, it doesn't just come out of the mouth. No, it flows out of the mouth, especially when it comes to poems. That would be Arabic. That would be Arabic. If you want to learn a language that scares the Moses out of people, then welcome to Russian. Welcome to Russian. Congratulations. You have discovered the... Oh, we have a commercial break coming.